This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held delegation-level talks with Jordan's King Abdullah bin Al-Hussein in Amman yesterday, reaffirming the strong partnership between the two countries as they prepare to mark 75 years of diplomatic relations. The discussions focused on expanding cooperation across trade, industry, digital technology, fertilizers, infrastructure, agriculture, energy and people-to-people exchanges, with both leaders confident that the visit would deepen bilateral ties.
इस वर्ष हम अपने राजनयिक संबंधों की 75वीं एनिवर्सरी मना रहे हैं। यह मील का पत्थर हमें आने वाले कई वर्षों तक नई ऊर्जा के साथ आगे बढ़ने के लिए प्रेरित करता रहेगा। मुझे पूरा विश्वास है कि आज की बैठक से हमारे संबंधों में गति और गहराई एक नया रूप धारण करेगी। हम ट्रेड, फर्टिलाइजर्स, डिजिटल टेक्नोलॉजी, इंफ्रा और पीपल टू पीपल टाइज जैसे क्षेत्रों में सहयोग आगे बढ़ाएंगे।
Welcoming Prime Minister Modi, King Abdullah II said the visit reflected decades of friendship, mutual respect and productive cooperation. He highlighted the opportunity to chart new paths of economic collaboration in areas such as industry, ICT, pharmaceuticals, agriculture and energy, and welcomed the signing of agreements and memoranda of understanding. Noting India as Jordan's third largest trading partner, Prime Minister Modi proposed enhancing bilateral trade to $5 billion over the next 5 years and encouraged collaboration between Jordan's digital payment system and India's unified payments interface. Mr. Modi will also travel to Ethiopia and Oman today. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a 7-day visit to Karnataka, Tamil Nadu and Telangana from today. The president will inaugurate the 1066th Jayanti celebrations of Adi Jagat Guru Sri Shivarithrishwara Shivayogi Mahaswamiji at Malavli, Karnataka today. President Draupadi Murmu did not give her assent to the West Bengal University Laws Amendment Bill 2022, which had proposed to make Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee the Chancellor of all state universities. As per the existing system, the Bengal Governor C.V. Ananda Bose is the Chancellor of all state universities. The draft electoral rolls under the first phase of Special Intensive Revision SIR will be published in West Bengal today. Before the draft voter list get published, the commission appointed special roll observers who are scrutinizing the work in many assembly constituencies in the state. Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Mohan Yadav has said the state government has formulated a special rehabilitation scheme for all Maoists who surrender. He asserted that areas freed from left-wing extremism, LWE, will now move towards a new direction and faster development. He said a comprehensive system is being developed to ensure that Maoist or other extremist movements do not re-emerge on the soil of Madhya Pradesh. For the purpose, the state is also maintaining close coordination with all neighboring states. Commander of the Presidential Guard of the United Arab Emirates, Major General Ali Saif Humayd Al-Kabi, yesterday paid floral tributes by laying wreath at the National War Memorial, New Delhi. Indian Army said that the UAE command also reviewed Guard of Honor at South Block. The ceremony reflects the shared military ethos, mutual respect and camaraderie between India and the UAE, underscoring the strong, enduring and growing defence partnership between the two nations. Major General Ali Saif Humayd Al-Kabi is on a 4-day official visit to India. Australia's leaders at a national cabinet meeting have agreed to take a decisive action to strengthen gun laws following a fatal mass shooting on Sunday at Sydney's Bondi Beach. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said in a statement yesterday that he and the leaders of Australia's states and territories agreed to take strong, decisive and focused action on gun law reform at the emergency meeting convened in response to the shooting. Authorities have confirmed the deaths of 16 people following the shooting that targeted an event celebrating the first day of the Jewish festival of Hanukkah on Sunday. The attackers have been identified as father and son duo, pledged allegiance to the Islamic State terrorist group. Double Olympic medalist Manu Bhaker and ISSF World Cup Final 2025 gold medalist Simranpreet Kaur Brad bagged gold medals in the 68th National Shooting Championship competitions at the Dr. Karni Singh Shooting Range in New Delhi yesterday. Manu Bhaker won in senior women's 25-meter sports pistol event, while Simranpreet Kaur Brad won in junior women's 25-meter sports pistol event. And that is the end of this news bulletin.